One moment he was sleeping. The next breath, he was dead. And right after that, another man ran into the room and couldn't believe what he saw. The story we are about to study would make a fine Hollywood script. The trouble is, however, that this story is not fiction, but fact. And the truth that the story reveals, even though the story is thousands of years old, has far-reaching implications into our lives today. But let's back this story up and begin where every good story starts. And that's with the previews. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. The book of Judges is an up-close and personal look at the people of God after they had taken possession of the Promised Land. Joshua, the leader who followed Moses, led the people into the Promised Land. But now he has died, and the people begin a debilitating cycle of rebellion, judgment, repentance, being rescued, and then rest, and then rebellion again. Listen to what it says in Judges chapter 4, verse 1. And the people of Israel again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord after Ehud died. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth Hagoyim. And then the people of Israel cried out to the Lord for help, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and he oppressed the people of Israel cruelly for 20 years. It was a time of mourning. The people were directionless again. The tribe of Judah, they were appointed to lead the people of Israel, but it had been at least 120 years since the first judge, Othniel, from the tribe of Judah, had led Israel. It seemed there was no one to turn to, no one to lead. It's in these moments that we realize that the enemy never takes a day off. He's going to take every opportunity to take advantage of your mental, emotional, spiritual, and even physical state. So is it a low point in your life? Well, then he will try and make you think that you are worthless or that God doesn't care. Are you rocking along just fine? Well, then the enemy will try and convince you that you have done this, you have managed well, you have accomplished, and that you deserve some praise, and that you are a pretty good judge of what is right and what is wrong. The enemy will have no pity on you. He will not look at your situation and say, you know, he's having a tough day. I should probably cut him some slack. Or she seems really sad and impressionable and vulnerable right now. I should give her a break. No, the enemy is not a gentleman. He is the father of lies, and he looks for situations to control, and he looks for people to devour. But you already know this. This is not earth-shattering news. The devil is bad is not headline worthy. But it is something that you need to remember and prepare yourself for right now. He's always going to be throwing temptation at God's people. So make no mistake, the people of Israel are at fault. They are to blame. They did evil. But the enemy never once thought about removing the traps and temptations just because a judge had died and it was a difficult time in the land. The people of Israel did evil because they had ultimately put their trust in a man named Ehud instead of Ehud's victories pointing to God. Ehud was a gift from God to Israel. Ehud was a sign that God is faithful and loves his people and would respond to their cries of repentance. Ehud was a sign that God was mighty and powerful. But the people, since they had filled their hearts with trust in Ehud, ran to something else to fill the void in their lives when Ehud had died. Things created by God, like Ehud, cannot provide the salvation, fulfillment, or joy you desire and were created to experience. Created things were not designed to fulfill that in you. Your spouse can't do it. Your job can't do it. Your personal dreams will fail you. Your person of preference for president will fail you. Why? Because none of those things were designed to bring you eternal pleasure and salvation. But all of creation is designed to point us to the one who can fulfill you and save you and give you life. So the Lord's going to create a situation in the life of the people of Israel in which the people are disciplined, but at the same time, they are placed in a position to witness the strength and might of God again. So what happens next? Well, you have to come back next time to find out. But until then, be on your guard against the enemy. When you pray today, please remember Milan Bulak, our missionary in the Czech Republic. Also, remember the Portuguese LifeWord broadcast heard in Portugal.